Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. For those of you listening to only the audio portion of today's show, I have behind me here a Trump 2020 banner instead of the usual drab background of my kitchen. Obviously, this sign's a little out of date, but you get the idea where my political preference has been and steadfastly remains today. On today's show, we're again focusing on election integrity issues and the communist and communist-leaning Democratic Party, which is working diligently to bring about a so-called blue wave across America in this fall's critical midterm congressional elections. The demon rats, as you'll hear podcaster Brian Maxwell refer to them, are hoping to flip Congress for their party, then immediately impeach and remove Donald Trump from office, and begin vigorously enacting laws to gut and destroy the MAGA, or Make America Great Again movement, while at the same time plunging the country back into the Marxist revolution begun under the traitorous Joe Biden and his handlers. Excuse me. Biden was, in my opinion, the true illegitimate president. The 2020 election having been rigged and stolen through massive fraud with nationwide mail-in ballots and international conspiracy using the now widespread electronic voting equipment to remotely flip millions of votes from Trump and supporting candidates to Biden and his leftist candidate supporting him and his communistic policies, and, no doubt, every other means of rigging and stealing elections, legal or illegal, this international cabal could get away with. Although, again, in my and many other observers' opinion, the evidence for all this is overwhelming, but much remains to be exposed about it. We've discussed on previous shows the American political left's comrades in Venezuela with aid and direction from communist Cubans, communist Chinese, and other bad actors, having used electronic vote manipulation to throw elections in the U.S., Venezuela, and some 70 other countries around the world to install candidates supporting these communists. Today, we're focusing on the massive use of notoriously fraud-prone mail-in ballots used to cast votes for leftist candidates and their allied corrupt RINO, or Republican in name only, candidates. Although you'll hear on today's program emerging evidence of illegal aliens and other non-citizens voting in New Jersey, I agree with President Trump, this is just the tip of the iceberg of massive nationwide illegal voting using ballots mailed to non-citizens, dead people, non-residents, and other unqualified names and addresses on massively corrupted voter registration lists, primarily in Democrat-controlled states. For those of you who still believe we've had free and fair elections, and a majority of legal votes have been cast installing these communist candidates into national and local offices, I'm hoping you will now see why the communist Democrats are fighting tooth and nail against President Trump's recent executive order directing the U.S. Postal Service to regulate mail-in ballots. With less than 100 days before the congressional midterm elections this fall, as of this recording, it remains in doubt for me, with all the lawfare being furiously thrown up by the communist left, if we will truly be able to dismantle the unconstitutionally racially gerrymandered election districts, mail-in ballot fraud, and even electronic vote data manipulation before Election Day 2026. But we must keep on fighting for election integrity, or the Republic will surely be lost. Remember also that when communist cheerleaders like California Governor Gavin Newsom talk about saving democracy and the Republic and preserving our founding fathers' vision of America, he, like all other members of the international cabal working to utterly destroy this country, mean exactly the opposite of the communist newspeak babble they constantly spew. As with all totalitarian elitists, almost everything they say is a lie and a trick meant to deceive and confuse the public, who would overwhelmingly never willingly vote for their own enslavement. With these ideas in mind, let's turn to today's video presentations. We have three today, which, due to time constraints, I'll play back-to-back without commentary in between. The first video is from a recent post by Brian Maxwell on his Real Politics channel on YouTube, discussing the recent admission by New Jersey officials that thousands of non-citizens have voted legally in their elections. The second video presentation is from a recent episode of the Stephen Gardner Show on YouTube, discussing recent polls showing the unpopularity of the Communist Democrats with the public and the need for passage of the SAVE Act for election integrity. The third video is from another show on his YouTube channel by attorney Andrew Branca, discussing some of the latest leftist lawfare meant to block Trump's executive order for the USPS to regulate mail-in ballots. I was under the impression that a previous effort by the left to block this executive order had been struck down by an appeals court. This new one must be something separate, and it has been upheld by an appeals court considering it. The reasoning of the appellate judges, as I understand it, is that the order would confuse voters and possibly disenfranchise voters, so it therefore can't be allowed. These are judges following the law? Of course, the two of three judges making this ridiculous ruling were Biden appointees. Let's get started with our videos.
I have to say, though, for Democrats, I'm not saying that the Save America, the Save Act is going to pass.
Yeah.
But this is not good for Democrats' argument that there's no such thing as undocumented immigrants voting.
All right, Patriots, we got a huge story going on. Now, as you may or may not know, the New Jersey governor, Mikey Sherrill, was forced to come out and admit something that you and I knew been going on for many years. The Demon Reds have told us for how many years? There's no illegal voting in the elections, and that's against the law. Trump is lying. Republicans are making it up. This is all a big conspiracy theory. Just to turn around and for us to be told that we're 1,000% right. As a matter of fact, this right here says DOJ launches probe into how New Jersey put 6,600 non-citizens on voter rolls, gives Governor Sherrill 5 days to respond and explain. Now, in case you missed it, because in this video, I'm going to let you in on something that has been exposed, which is that what Mikey Sherrill came out and admitted is literally just a fraction of what's really going on in New Jersey. And we're about to expose it today. As a matter of fact, New Jersey is one of many states where you're about to see the bottom fall out. And for those of you that has followed this channel, remember I told everybody, after the 4th of July, when we celebrated our 250th anniversary, you were going to see a game changing as far as with how these demon rats get prosecuted and held accountable. There was a whole lot going on since 1871, which made the playing field for these demons to do everything they could to destroy our country. And please know, everybody from the Clintons to Obamas to the Pelosis to the Schumers to the AOCs, all of these people are a part of a humongous cabal that have every intention on destroying the Constitution, the courts, our rights to bear arms, our rights to free speech. If you want to see if what I'm saying is factual, look at what's happening in the UK. They have obliterated the UK Constitution. They've let in every single foreign entity you could think of that's on God's green earth. Matter of fact, in London, when you look at the London political board in UK, their elected officials, you would think that you were in Palestine or in India. You wouldn't even believe that you were in London, England, because not one of those people that were up there looked to be a natural born person from the UK. But they've allowed in all the illegals, so they've taken over their entire political structure there in London. And look at what's happening. Their cost of living is higher than ours. Their medical system is worse than ours. They don't have the first. You can literally go to jail in the UK for a post on social media or for saying the wrong thing. But that's what they want. Now, check out what Governor Mikey Sherrill said This is very brief, only a few seconds. And then wait until you see me follow it up with what CNN was forced to admit. So just a refresher, this is what the governor said.
Serious software error in New Jersey's motor vehicle system led to the improper voter registration of what we believe to be roughly 6,600 people in our state. Some individuals indicated that they weren't citizens and weren't eligible to vote, but the software registered them anyway.
So it seems like Mikey Sherrill is coming out and she's getting ahead of this thing and she's just being honest with the people. That's a bold-faced lie. She's been exposed, and the numbers I'm going to show you will prove that what she did was nothing more than a smokescreen. See, she's doing what Democrats do. She's trying to get out ahead of it and create the narrative, place the blame someplace else like they do. Oh, the cost of living, Trump hasn't reduced it. It's Trump's fault to get people misdirected off the fact of what Democrats and Biden did from 2020 to 2024 when prices increased as much as 60% and inflation went to 9.2. And what people don't realize about inflation is that when you have inflation and prices go up, they don't come back down. Even when inflation decreases, inflation still causes things to go up, still reduce the value of the dollar to a point to where, yeah, you could slow inflation, but it doesn't mean you're reducing the price or the cost. And so you got demon rats like her, the governor, jumping out saying 6,600 and only 400 people voted in the elections. And we don't believe it swayed anything. When in a local election for who becomes on the city council, who becomes the mayor, who becomes the local police chief, all of those things can be swayed by one vote, 10 votes, 100 votes, definitely 400. Now, I want you to listen to CNN, to how ABC News, or is this CBS, on Good Morning America. Now, you heard Mikey Sherrill come out and admit 6,600 on the voter rolls, 400 voted. Allegedly, that's the only number. You and I both know what's going on. But listen to how the mainstream media is portraying it. And then I'm going to show you how CNN was forced to portray it. And then we're going to get into the real deal of not just only what's going on in New Jersey, but what you're about to see exposed nationwide. Check this out.
Rebecca, and New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill says that because of a computer error, about 6,600 non-citizens who were registering for a driver's license were also improperly registered to vote. She says a 2023 software glitch at the state's Motor Vehicle Commission led people who are not citizens and were not eligible to vote to be registered anyway. The governor says about 400 of those non-citizens actually voted, but she says there is no evidence that their votes swayed any elections. She says officials became aware of this issue last week and that all 6,600 people are now being scrubbed from their voter rolls. And she is vowing that this will not happen again, saying when they find problems, they will fix them. All of this is coming as President Trump is amping up his unproven claims of widespread election fraud. The president quick to react to this news out of New Jersey, saying the episode underscores the need to pass his Save America Act, which, of course, is his bill requiring voter ID and proof of citizenship. What right. Morning to you.
Now, did you hear how she threw it out there? How President Trump's, accusations and claims of widespread this, that, and the other, completely unfounded, as if we didn't just hear about 6,600 illegals on the voter rolls and 400 voting. But that's how dumb they believe that the public is. Oh, yeah, Trump's just making stuff up, even though it's 100% fact. Trump's just making this up. They want people to believe that by President Trump asking for voter ID, and that only American citizens vote, which is the way every other country on the planet does it, that's him wanting to steal and rig elections. And as a matter of fact, do me a solid, please hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed already to the channel, subscribe. But when you do, make sure you hit the notification bell and select all. That way you'll be notified when I upload new videos. And if you're really enjoying it, after you hit the like button, if you're on your cell phone and you see that little comment section, if you put your thumb there and swipe left, you see the hype button. If you really like the video after you hit the like button, please hit the hype button. It gives us points and it helps a great deal. I appreciate you watching either way. Now, you hear them passing the buck. So now they're saying it's the software company's fault that these people were added to the motor vehicle registration and were certified to vote. Now, the company is Edemia. This is the company right here, Edemia Public Security, and they operate in 36 states. And in 23 states, they handle the backgrounds, because for 36 states, they handle the giving of authorization of driver's license. But for 23 states, and you already know that majority of them were blue, they handled the quote unquote background checks. So they're responsible for giving out 70% of the driver's licenses in the USA. So if they want us to believe that there's only 6,600 on the voter rolls, we're not that dumb. As a matter of fact, though, I want you to listen to CNN, who was forced to admit Trump was right. And you know they don't like that. Then we're going to get into what's been exposed since all of this broke. Check this out.
Just listen to this.
Cheryl, the governor of New Jersey, made this announcement today. Surprising announcement. Nearly 400 non-citizens voted in New Jersey elections as a result of what she calls a serious software error. Governor Cheryl posted this quote. Quote, as the Trump administration tries to weaponize elections for political gain, I am ensuring we protect our elections. She goes on to say the difference is simple. When we find a problem, we don't hide it, deny it, or invent conspiracies. We investigate it, we fix it, and we tell the public. I have to say, though, for Democrats, I'm not saying that the Save America, the Save Act is going to pass.
Yeah.
But this is not good for Democrats' argument that there's no such thing as undocumented immigrants voting.
This is not good for our country generally, I would say.
Even better.
And it is not, this is a terrible problem to have. I think she handled it correctly.
Just listen.
Now, you know how those of you that come to this channel, watch this channel, and you know, I put out stuff. You know how we believe. We believe in our president. We believe he's actually trying to do things to help the country. But I have a question for you. Do you believe that these people that support the Democrat Party genuinely believe that what they're doing is for the good of the country? And they genuinely believe the Democrats when they say that there's no cheating out, they're for the people? Or are they just willful idiots, useful idiots that are just in denial? Do you believe they actually believe it, or do they know it's bullcrap and they're just so anti-Trump and Trump deranged that they're willing to ignore it? I'd like to know your opinion. I'll state mine's at the end. Now, you heard CNN admit what was going on, right? Now, here's a segment from CNN, okay? And then we're going to get into what really has been exposed since then. Now, I want you to listen to Scott Jennings. Is going to take this panel to task, as now that this has come out, the lamestream media, like you just heard in that Good Morning America clip, where even though we're talking about New Jersey cheating, somehow Trump gets brought up and Trump gets blamed for something that happened when he wasn't even in office. That was a Democrat governor in New Jersey in 2023. Wasn't like it was a Republican, and he was a corrupt Democrat governor. That's why he got booted out. And they're so ignorant, they put another demon rat in, except for this demon rat here comes with super baggage. Remember, this is the same person that forgot to disclose her $7 million that she had in investments that you're supposed to, like I said, I won't even get into that whole nother video. But check out this segment. Then I'm going to show you what's happened since Mikey Sherrill decided she was going to blame the software company because they wasn't having it. But check this out. On the heels of all of the stuff.
Is it 2%?
I don't know,
3%?
More than 100? I think it's a big problem.
What's yours? What's your tolerance for this?
Hold on. This is not about tolerance. This is about, is it widespread or is it something that is relatively rare?
If you're pounding him over the word widespread, I just would ask you,
Scott,
what is your tolerance for any fraud at all?
Is it widespread?
Absolutely.
It irks me how whenever a conservative is talking, you ever notice how she talks over them? And she is dumb as a box of rocks. She has nothing but a pretty face. That is the only reason they put her up there. She can read, because everything that comes out of these people's mouths that are hosts, they're reading it from a teleprompter. They have zero independent thought. Scott doesn't have a teleprompter. Abby Phillips does. Abby Phillips comes out with a note sheet of what she's supposed to say. And every time he talks, she overtalks him. But when the four other demon rats are on the panel with one conservative, they can spew lies uninterrupted. They cut Scott or whoever else is up there off. They go off on these Trump deranged tangents. And every time the conservative is just trying to get a word out, you've got the host who's supposed to be neutral that is always putting out these dumb, idiotic points or trying to stop them from telling truth so she can spew lies. I apologize. It just irks me when I see this happen.
Absolutely. Over 6,000 people.
What is your bar for widespread?
And she said, my bar is I want no tolerance. Okay. I have zero tolerance.
So what is your tolerance for American citizens?
By the way, this isn't the only place this is happening.
What is your tolerance for American citizens whose valid voter registrations are invalidated by incorrect databases? What is your tolerance for that?
I don't have tolerance for any mistakes in the electoral system, including putting non-citizens on the rolls.
Okay, so then why are we not keeping the same energy for that as we are for this?
I do have energy. As you know, I've come out here and long argued that every time we don't clean up the voter rolls, that every time a non-citizen makes it onto the voter rolls, it invalidates some legal person
what about,
vote.
What about when an
like
American
it?
Is not allowed to vote when they are eligible to vote?
I don't have any tolerance for that either.
Then
American
why,
citizens
then why
should be allowed
are you
to vote.
Okay with
but
the
American citizens are invalidated.
Why are you okay then with the administration
the
using a system that a federal judge recently found was actively removing U.S. citizens from the voter rolls based on inaccurate information? Why are you comfortable with that system being used to check the voter rolls?
This is a convenient deflection for you. This is the worst possible yep. story that could happen for Democrats
can
right
just,
now regarding the debate
just,
over the Save Act.
600
illegal aliens on the rolls in New Jersey that you know about.
Can I tell you where I think this is? This conversation is wrong.
And I apologize again, but this man, I'm going to cut him off. He is the most deranged, ignorant. Oh, my God. If I could get in front of him face to face, I would debate his socks off. And he'd be lucky if I don't grab him and punch him dead in the middle of his face, because he is one of the most idiotic, slave-minded, victim mentality having, boot-licking. Oh, my God. I cannot stand people like him. He likes to get up there and talk loud like he's just making some points. He's the worst kind. And don't think just because he's black that he's like how I am. All skin folk ain't kin folk. He is the worst kind of black guy, because he'll lead his people to poison behind the demon rats just so he could keep having a spot on TV, spewing the same BS lies. Now that they've been caught with their hands in the cookie jar, everybody got all of these reasons for it. I'm cutting it right there, so I apologize if you don't get to hear him speak, because what's really going on now, since this has come out, look at this. New Jersey Democrat governor's blame game backfires after the tech company pins non-citizen voter registration on the state. Governor Mikey Sherrill announced roughly 6,600 non-citizens were registered and about 400 ballots cast due to a software error. But that's not what's happening. Matter of fact, check out what's happening. And then I'll really, matter of fact, let me just let you hear from John Solomon now, and then I'll follow it up. Check out what they found in New Jersey on the heels of Governor Mikey Sherrill coming out spewing this 6,600 crap. Check this out.
As you know, last night, the New Jersey governor admitted that 6,600 illegal aliens had made it onto New Jersey's voter rolls. At least that number, it could be a lot larger. And 400 of them actually cast a vote. That is the largest number of foreigners ever to vote in any collection of an election in American history. When we told you that last night, the governor said, not our fault. It was a software glitch. No big deal. Well, overnight, we reached out to the software company that runs New Jersey's system. And you know what they said? There's no software glitch at all. The state of New Jersey knew they were putting non-citizens, i.e. foreigners, onto the voter rolls. It is the state's responsibility to determine who is eligible to vote and who's not. The software had it marked right. That is a major contradiction. And just a little while ago, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the U.S. Justice Department, Harmeet Dhillon, announced that there is an investigation of New Jersey now into whether they knowingly were allowing non-citizens to vote and to get on the voter rolls. Remember, a week ago, she sent a letter out saying, if you let non-citizens vote knowingly, you're in trouble. Well, now the vendor's comments raise the very strong possibility that one of the blue states in America may have acceded to allowing non-citizens to vote. We're going to keep a close eye on that. Hope to get Harmeet Dhillon on the show the next couple of days to describe what is going on.
So they thought that they was going to pass the buck to the software company. Oh, it's their fault. You know, they did it. Software company said, no, not so fast. Our software works perfectly fine. In Pennsylvania did their test. They don't have any illegals allegedly on their voter rolls that we know of right now. And they're using the same company. So the software company has come out and said, no, that's intentionally being done in New Jersey by the demon rats in New Jersey. But it's worse than that. President Trump has come out and has revealed what the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has found. And wait till you hear this coming out of New Jersey. Check this one out.
Now infamous primetime address, in which he exposed all of the vulnerabilities that exist in our election system. It's only been a few days, and yet today, the New Jersey governor, Mikey Sherrill, was forced to come out in front of the American people and acknowledge that 6,600 non-citizens were registered to vote on their voter rolls. And in fact, acknowledge that 400 or more actually voted, which is really weird, because we were all subjected over the weekend to a foreign influence bot operation to try to convince us that what Donald Trump was exposing was not trustworthy. And yet now we're learning from the Trump administration that in her effort to try to save her own ass, she even understated that number. Yeah, that's right. The Trump administration and the Department of Homeland Security are now saying that that number, 606,000, is very low compared to what their records show, which is 35,152 non-citizens registered to vote in the state of New Jersey. And those are just the ones that got caught. And because Democrats are absolutely refusing to accept any type of responsibility for this, Mickey Sherrill tried to blame the company that supports their voter registration efforts, a company called Endemia, who works with the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission and has for 40 years. The problem is they're not playing ball. They're not going to be allowing themselves to be the scapegoat for what Democrats and Democrat states have been allowing and have said the voter registration information is transmitted to New Jersey Department of State, Division of Elections, which is ultimately responsible for verifying eligibility to vote. Now, do you understand why all these blue state governors, lieutenant governors, and attorney generals are fighting so hard to keep the Trump administration from being able to force them to hand over their voter files? Now, does it make sense? In fact, New Jersey is one of those states who was sued by the Department of Justice back in February of this year for refusing to turn over their voter files. I wonder why. So it's only been a few days.
So you heard that. And so all of this refusal that they did, then they tried to flip it on the software company who said, we've been doing this for 40 years with these states. We haven't ran into this issue before. And if that's something that the software was doing, it would be widespread amongst all of the states, not just blue ones, the 36 that they're in. Now, could that be the case? Could be. But they're coming out saying it's not. And that actually, the Trump administration found 35,152 that are registered. How many of them voted? And we also now know that 400 illegal immigrants voting in the U.S. elections is the largest number in our 250-year history. But like he said, the Democrats literally have bot programs. And what a bot is, it's just an AI program that goes out and just post on X, comments on YouTube, on Facebook, that'll put out storylines disputing what the Trump administration is saying or downplaying the demonic crap that the Democrats are doing with their voters and with the elections. And it's like it was stated earlier, for every non-citizen vote that's cast, an actual American citizen's vote is eliminated. But the Democrats want us to believe that that's perfect.
Democrats just got the worst news ever. And to add insult to injury, new polling data shows Americans not only don't like them or their ideas, but they don't trust them. And if you don't have trust in American politics, what do you have? Not long ago, President Trump laid out exactly why Republicans must pass the Save America Act. He said there are millions of illegals on voter rolls, and the mail-in ballots are how they are cheating. Plus, RFK Jr. shows evidence Biden's team knew they were allowing billions of dollars in fraud and how they would cover their butts with the American people. It costs taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. I think it's treason, but now we know that they did it. Thank you guys so much for liking and sharing. As we jump in, make sure to let me know where you're watching tonight's live broadcast from. I love reading the locations after the broadcast. I've got some amazing stories. Let's jump right in. Democrats just mortgaged their own headquarters to keep the lights on. And it perfectly exposes how weak their operation is heading into the November midterm. DC's deed records and insider reporting show the DNC quietly put its Southeast Washington headquarters up as collateral to secure a $15 to $20 million line of credit, the largest off-year loan they've ever taken before a midterm cycle. They were already in the red with roughly $16 million cash on hand and $17 million in debt, thanks to Kamala Harris. Now they've layered a huge loan on top and are literally betting the building that they can raise enough money before the midterm to pay back the note. This isn't a one-off. Barack Obama left the DNC effectively bankrupt in 2016. Forcing Hillary Clinton's team to bail them out. And Kamala Harris's tenure has overseen another period of massive debt under fundraising and reliance on credit lines instead of grassroots enthusiasm There is no enthusiasm. That's why there is no money. Meanwhile, inside reports describe current DNC chair Ken Martin raging at staff members, quietly panicking that he's running the group into the ground. Contrast that with Trump's Republican Party. The RNC just reported a record-breaking war chest, roughly $128 million on hand, $0 in debt, and 3 months straight of fundraising highs. This tells me that you and I are very confident in the GOP and President Trump, and Democrat voters are saying, man, not only do I not want to vote for you, but I'm certainly not going to vote for you with my money. Politically, this is terrible for the Democrats and amazing for us. It undercuts their blue wave narrative, signals donor fatigue and unhappiness, and it makes it much harder to defend dozens of vulnerable House seats while trying to flip the House of Representatives. Voters see one party drowning in loans, mortgaging to the hilt, and another stacking up record amounts of cash. We, not only do we have good ideas and good candidates, but the people trust us, and that is huge. Not only are Democrats broke, have terrible ideas and no good leaders, but they are super unpopular with the American people. Watch what CNN admitted today about how much they dislike the Democrats.
Minds of the American public are weak, 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 to quote the great Tony Blair. I mean, just look at this. Just look at these net approval ratings of Democrats in Congress. In late February, at the beginning of the war, it was minus 41 points, minus 39, minus 39. And so you're just looking at these numbers right here, and you go to yourself, no wonder, no wonder what's going on at this point, that Democrats simply put cannot take the ball and run with it and actually in the polls be trusted more than run, because the Democrats in Congress simply put are not well-liked. In fact, these are the three lowest on record in terms of percentage points for the approval for Democrats in Congress. So it all puts together a picture. Yeah. Donald Trump and Republicans may not be liked, but Democrats in Congress are really hated.
A lot of this is Dion D. Crime. I mean, they're Democrats.
Now, speaking of money, a new report shared on Fox News sums up best why so many Democrats are turning to socialism while younger Republicans are getting into the workforce, making good money and supporting a party that wants to lower their taxes and stop the fraud. Listen to this.
I think it's so incredibly important. These highly educated, young, far left-wing Democrats hate capitalism because they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on degrees that the country does not value, and they are angry that they are not getting paid for what's largely a valueless education. Meanwhile, look at that graphic. All the guys and gals out there that didn't go to college and spend $200,000 on a women's studies degree, they're deciding how to figure how to be a plumber, how to be an electrician, and they're driving better cars and they're making more money. And all those people who have all these highly educated degrees, they're furious because the world is valuing other people's labor more than their own. They should take a lesson. Young kids out there should take a lesson. Get fungible, useful skills as opposed to some of these women's studies degrees.
Clay, when I All right, now you got to really ask yourself, why on earth would somebody go into $200,000 of debt to get a women's gender studies degree and then think that they're going to get a good paying job? First of all, welcome to the real world. I need my car fixed. I need my dishwasher fixed. I need groceries. I need a place to live. I need help with my business. I need help with marketing. What I don't need is help understanding women and the different genders. There's dudes and there's women. That's it. Like, you went into 200 grand of debt. All right. Now, speaking of fraud, RFK Jr. exposes how Biden's team created a fraud factory and knew for certain that money was being stolen. They then justified it by saying that they would claw back the money in the future in order to keep the fraud funds flowing. Listen to what RFK shared.
Barrett did was he did. He said, we're going to have a new system called pay and catch, because a lot of times the, you know, a bill comes in that we, an invoice comes in that we have to pay. Mm-hmm. We know that invoice is fraudulent. How do we know that? We can find out from AI that that doctor who wrote that invoice has been busted for fraud 22 times. Or there's other reasons. There's all kinds of ways that we can find out now that we know that that invoice is crooked. Mm-hmm. Sarah adopted a program, you pay it anyway, and then we'll claw it back. You know, and of course, none of it ever got clawed back. All this money was going out, so we canceled that. We now look at every claim for fraud before we pay it. And we're shutting down all that. We shut down 800 hospices in Los Angeles. We didn't get a single call from a congressman or from a business owner saying, oh, you shut down my hospice, you know, and I, all these patients are on the street. None of them, because they were all crooked and they knew they were crooked. Right. So, you know.
All right. That is, I got to tell you, learning about how abusive Biden and his team were with our hard earned money, it's almost depressing. I'm an optimist, but man, to realize just how much they were abusing us, like stealing our money through forced taxation and then using the taxpayer funded government like a piggy bank in order to flood the country with illegal immigrants, to flood the welfare safety net programs with illegals, to give billions and billions of dollars to fraudsters that just wanted free cash, and then to tell us there's no more money for the American people. I mean, it is just so messed up. All right, let me thank you, Chapter, for sponsoring this. President Trump said, if you think the voter rolls stuffed with illegals is only bad in New Jersey, then you're not thinking correctly. You're crazy. He said there are so many illegal immigrants on voter rolls, and mail-in ballots is the greatest way to cheat. He even insinuated that there could be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegals, but it's not until they get busted that they admit this stuff out loud. Listen to this.
You read recently in New Jersey where tremendous numbers of people were found out that they were on the voter rolls totally illegally, and that's all over the country. That's nothing compared to what's going on in California and Minnesota and so many other states. And hopefully there will be no mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt, except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. If you're in the military, you're far away, absolutely. If you have to go someplace, absolutely. But mail-in ballots have proven to be a disaster. We're the only country in the world that in this form does them. There's no other country in the world because they're crooked. They pass through too many hands. When you go to a voter booth, even me, I went to vote. Sir, may I please see your identification? Sir, I'm so embarrassed.
All right, they've got to get that Save America Act passed. We cannot have hundreds of thousands or millions of illegals on our voter rolls. The president then called on every MAGA warrior to respectfully call their senator and demand they pass the Save America Act before they go on vacation again. These guys take so many vacations. You know who's not taking vacations? Donald J. Trump. Listen to what he said.
We'll pass the Save America Act through the Senate, hopefully the Senate. Call your senators and put pressure on them. We won't get one Democrat senator to get your voter ID with photo. Need a photo. Be nice. So they, okay, good. You know, they want to, if they did ID, which they don't want to do, they don't want a photo. Why don't they want to? You know, at the Democrat National Convention, they had an identification card that was bigger than most of the people's chest. It was hung on a chain with a picture and every fact.
All right. There are now, as of the filming of this, seven senators that say that they will skip vacation in order to get this passed. I really hope and pray that they will.
Donald J. Trump had issued an executive order to body check the fraud being committed by mail-in ballots in so many Democrat states. The Democrats, seeing Trump's efforts to check mail-in ballot fraud, see it as an existential threat against their political existence. So, of course, they're fighting against it. They went to federal court, got an injunction stopping implementation of Trump's mail-in ballot fraud check. That was appealed. to the First Circuit Court of Appeals, where the injunction was upheld on a 2-1 party line vote. And now it's been appealed to the Supreme Court. And when things are appealed to the Supreme Court from the Court of Appeals, typically it gets caught. It gets accepted, received by a particular one of the nine Supreme Court justices. They're each assigned different districts to kind of catch these things. And the justice assigned for the First Circuit Court of Appeals is none other than our good friend, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And the reason that's relevant is because the White House, when they made this appeal to the Supreme Court, said, hey, time is of the essence. We have midterms coming up. We need to get this stuff implemented by mid-August, which is in just a couple of weeks. So we'd like to have this expedited. And Ketanji Jackson Brown, ceiling bird, sound effect, insert here, said, nah, I'll take it. I'll accept your brief, but I'm going to allow a full week for communications back and forth before I even consider submitting this to the entire Supreme Court for their consideration. So we have 2 weeks. The White House tells her we have 2 weeks to deal with this. And she says we're going to burn a week of that for no good reason. Remember, the issues here have already been argued at the federal district trial court level and at the court of appeal level. It's all fully briefed. There's no reason to burn a week. Except, of course, that's helpful to the Democrats. And they know they can rely. They know they can rely on their friend, Ketanji Jackson Brown. Now, what this is all about, of course, is that the Democrat states use mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots, to commit massive fraud. They load up their voting rolls with people not actually legally eligible to vote. That could be aliens, legal and illegal, anyone who registers for a driver's license. Motor voter gets automatically enrolled. People who no longer live in the state. Large numbers of college students who may have been transiently attending university and then graduate and move out of the state and nevertheless remain on the voting rolls. Lots of dead people. Lots of dead people. Lots of ineligible people on the voting rolls. And every one of them gets mailed a ballot. Every one of them gets mailed a ballot. And then those ballots are harvested. Hold on a second, folks. I apologize. Sorry, folks. That was my wife, Emily. We're trying to buy a house. So there's a lot of moving plates here. So mail-in ballots get mailed out to everybody on the voting rolls, including large numbers of people who are not legitimate voters. And they get harvested. They get collected. They get voted regardless, either by the ineligible person who receives the ballot. After all, they just have to pretend they didn't know. Or they get harvested in large numbers by Democrat political activists and voted on others' behalf. And keep in mind, many of these elections, House seats and so forth, it can be a few thousand, even a few hundred votes. So when you're mailing out universal ballots to everybody in the state, millions of them, the opportunities for fraud are rather obvious. Now, keep in mind, these are very different than what many of you of a certain age, like myself, might think of as absentee ballots. Absentee ballots don't have this potential for fraud because they're not automatically mailed out. When I was a young man, I often used absentee ballots because I traveled a lot for work and often I couldn't be at home on election day to vote. And I had to go to town hall in person, identify myself, request an absentee ballot. And I think I had to complete it and hand it in right there, if I recall correctly. But because it takes an affirmative action on the part of the person who wants to use an absentee ballot, you don't have the potential for fraud that happens when you simply mail millions of ballots out to everybody, where there's no chain of custody on these ballots. And that's what Trump is trying to put forward. Yeah, I started the show early. I'm sorry about that, too. We're still trying to get everything grooved in now that we're in the Eastern time zone. Plus, I have some travel I have to do later today. Sorry about that. I should have given everybody a heads up, but I didn't have the opportunity. So That's what Trump's trying to check. And one of the ways he's trying to check that is to involve the U.S. Postal Service and government records. The government knows who the eligible voters are in a state. They have their own federal government list. I should say the federal government. And so what Trump is advocating in his executive order, contemplating what would be done, is that the federal government would send the state the list of everyone who's actually eligible to vote in the state. And then the state would use that list to cross-check their voting rolls and clean them up. Remove people on the voting rolls who are not eligible to vote. Don't send them ballots. And if they don't do this, the U.S. Postal Service will not deliver the ballots through the mail. That's the proposal. And of course, that's what Democrats fear. They have to have fraudulent elections or they can't win. They would be a 20% political party. They certainly cannot have legitimate elections in which our government is held accountable to the political will of the American people, we, the people, and our posterity, which, of course, is what elections are supposed to do. Instead, the elections have been hijacked, and they serve the purposes of America's enemies. America's enemies.
That's all for today's show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show and elsewhere on the internet, including x.com at James B5030-91977, on Rumble.com and Apple Podcasts as well. While you're at it, if you visit my pages here at bbsradio.com, scroll down on my index pages, my index page, I'm sorry, at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show, and check out our related videos section. I have a few other videos which may not be posted there, which are posted on my x.com pages. So you can check them out there as well. Look for us again 2 weeks from today in this same time slot with another episode of the show. And have a great rest of your day and evening.